100 right there. Believe it. 0-2 coming. It is in there. A career high 13 strikeouts for Shohei Ohtani. How about a little Baker's dozen, Shohei?
The 1-2. High drive, left field. A Rosarena just looks. Oh, what a shot by Judge. A monster home run, his second of the year, and the Yankees pull to within one.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Michael Kay on the Yes Network with the call of Aaron Judge.
Could you tell? Right. A Rosarena, look it up.
A Rosarena. Said Michael Kay on Judge's second homer last night of two. And that's our pal, Bally Sports West. That's McLaughlin, right, with the call there?
Oh, yeah. No, issue number one, right? Ohtani strikes out a career high.
Wrong. He struck on 14 last year. This was only 13. Ohtani, ridiculous last night. Judge, ridiculous last night. So Ohtani, the day after, two homers, eight RBI. All he does is go to the mound, bat second, go 1-for-3. Twirl eight shutout innings to go along with 13 strikeouts. Aaron Judge, two more homers, a league high 27, now batting .302. Yankees beat the Rays 5-4 and go 7-2 in nine straight games against the Blue Jays and the Rays, continuing to pad their insane lead. I don't want to say insurmountable because it's a long season, but big time lead right now atop the American League East, which brings us to the American League MVP market, where Aaron Judge remains the favorite here at plus 105. Ohtani has separated himself from his teammate, Mike Trout. Ohtani is plus 400, Mike Trout plus 500. And John Heyman thinks Jose Ramirez should be second behind Judge. Ramirez is plus 800 to be AL MVP. And at Bet Rivers, at least in the American League Cy Young market, there are better prices out there for sure. So make sure you're shopping around if you like this. For American League Cy Young, Shohei Ohtani is now 37-1. So we can get into some other stuff from last night, maybe a little National League MVP, National League Rookie of the Year, whatever it is. But for now, American League MVP here, Ken. Did what you saw last night on Wednesday night change the way you feel at all with Judge and Ohtani?
No, it just makes me pee my pants with anxiety because I have so many other players in this market. And I talked about this yesterday on the show, and I tweeted it earlier this morning. Like, this is the guy that scares me to death in these award markets that I don't have a position on. And I said it yesterday, and I said, because he can do stuff like this. And it's very obnoxious to be on the receiving end of this. It's very annoying. Like, I would imagine, basically, like, if you were a Celtics fan and you watched Curry, like, do what he does, it's like, you can appreciate that it's awesome, but man, I wish it wasn't happening to my team. That's me with a very large position on Judge, Devers, and Jose Ramirez watching this happen, basically, because I can't do anything about it. The price has never been long. It's only ever been 5-1, I think, was as crazy as it got anywhere. And, aside from the first week of the season, I think, basically. So it's like, really, I'm going to just jump in and play like plus 300 on a guy who, I'll just be honest, is like still very far behind. Like, that's just the truth. Sorry. I think usually these exercises become really straightforward. It becomes like, for a hitter, for MVP at least, and we'll take the pitching component out just for a second because we'll bring it back in. WAR and offensive runs above replacement, almost more importantly for hitters, are like the guiding statistics of who wins MVP. Offensive runs above replacement has been way more predictive even than WAR of who wins. And Ohtani's not in the zip code of these guys. And I say that because when you bring in the pitching, it obviously brings them up much closer. I just combined WAR, combining the statistics, like, he got a massive boost from the last 2 days. There was one WAR projection that I saw he got like a full win in the last 2 days, which is like believable because it was so ridiculous. Like, he had more RBI than most players have in a week. He has more than Judge has had in like 17 games. Even with that boost, and even with the boost from 2 days ago, I have him fourth. Like, for as in projecting the rest of the season, I have him fourth. So it's not that he can't. I said the same. It's the same thing I said yesterday. It's not that he can't. It's just like, this is what it's going to take to do it. So it's really like, yeah, he can do it. But like, even for a player as legendary as he is already, to have to do this so often and getting that short of a price to do it seems like a bad bet still. So like, he can win, but I think the likelihood that he wins is not like, does not, make you want to make a bet at a price like 3-1 or 4-1 or something like that. I don't think he's going to do this as often as that price suggests, basically. So like, if you bet him already at a bigger number or whatever, then yeah, you're thrilled that he's done this because he's at least closed the gap significantly with all of the other players, or at least closed it with Judge, who's like the, you know, the one that you have to worry about the most. But like, he's still trailing. And I thought John actually like gives you the perfect reflection of that. There is a guy who votes for the award, who tells you it's the games have happened. Ohtani has played those two games. And it's, if there was ever a time where you were going to have the hot take of Ohtani's now the MVP, it would be at this exact moment following those two games. It's like, this is the sell point probably for Ohtani. Just if you're like thinking about things that way, he'll never be hotter than he is like at this exact moment. And John Heyman still comes on and says, nah, it's Judge right now.
And so not only that, Ohtani's not even second in John Heyman.
And he has Jose Ramirez second. The interesting thing is, Jose Ramirez is actually having the best season. That's the thing. It's just like, the Yankees are so good. And Judge is like a behemoth. So it's like, he's larger than life. And he hits home runs at a rate that Jose Ramirez will never dream of eclipsing. So like, that appearance also gives Judge an advantage. The team he plays for gives him an advantage. So like, Jose Ramirez is actually having the best season. You could argue Devers is actually having the second best season too. But like,
the Red Sox, very quietly, by the way, are 16-4 in the month of June also.
Seems like there was a really good time to bet their AL futures a few weeks ago. It seems like almost that was a good idea. I bet they haven't changed a lot. That's the funny thing. Like, what are they to win?
Because the division is sick.
Oh, they're 17. I have 22. All right. Yeah, but why are the Rays 11? The Red Sox are definitely finishing with a better regular season record now than Tampa. And Sale's going to come back.
The Red Sox are up on Tampa in the standings by a game and a half.
That's a weird, I thought they would have passed Tampa by now. And I know Tampa's pitching is like perceived to be better, and maybe we get the postseason will be better. But like, can I see Sale first before I decide that? That's a weird one. So yeah, like it's just, you know, the ship has taken on water for sure. The Judge Ramirez Devers portfolio. That's a bad 2 days for that portfolio. But like, does that mean you're going to buy Ohtani 3-1 when he still projects to be fifth in the AL at the end of the year? Like how good does he have to be where just the fact that he does both overcomes all that stuff? That's day one of the season, what we were talking about, by the way. Like if he's the 13th or 14th best hitter and the 7th best pitcher, he wins? Maybe, but like what's the right, okay, 10th and 6th, 8th and 4th, like what's the right number for that to be like, well, good enough at both. Like, that's okay. I don't think anybody has the right answer. I think that's what makes this interesting, I guess. It makes it tough to bet too. Like, when does he win all the tiebreakers? Cause he does both. Where does he have to finish in both in order to make that happen? I don't think we're there yet. We're going to get to a weird spot potentially where that is the conversation though.
You better here with Nick and Ken here on the BetQL Network. Tremendous Thursday talking Major League Baseball. What about Ohtani Cy Young at 37-1 at our show sponsored Bet Rivers?
Well, the funny thing is if you were to say like in which area does he project to be the best this year? It's pitching, but not by a lot. But it's definitely pitching right now. And, you know, a really good shorthand way to like handicap if your pitcher has a good Cy Young chance. You know, if you're at the end of the year, you look at the end of season statistics or you combine that with projection, but like WAR, FIP, ERA, like how you're actually pitching versus how you kind of should be pitching and WHIP are all incredibly predictive. And you want to be in the top 10 in all four of them. Basically, every winner ever is in the top 10 of all four of those statistics combined. And the higher up they are, the better. Some years somebody's first in all of them. Some years they're not. Some years Rick Porcello's 9th in one and 6th in another, and he wins anyway. But they're all single digits in all of them.
And then has an ERA of 19 the next year.
Yeah, and just like whatever. It's amazing that he won. Just like it's amazing, like that Justin Morneau won an AL MVP. I mean, just like all these things make no sense.
Over Jeter. But,
yeah, over many players, like there's that he won. So, but the idea is basically like, all right, well, if he's better at pitching potentially the rest of the year, he does project for like to be in the mix of like a top 5 pitcher in the league probably right now. There aren't like a lot of pitchers that project great in the American League. We talked about that yesterday. Like it's tough to find pitchers you like. It's going to be like what? Cole, McClanahan, Bieber, and him, and maybe like Manoah. That would be like your 5 probably at the end. Like, could he beat those guys and win? Sure. Could he ever win when he hits at the same time? Would writers ever choose to vote him for that award if that was the case? Because if he's the best pitcher and he hits, isn't he just the MVP? Even if he's the 30th best hitter?
Definitely.
That's why his odds are so long. Like, I had a bunch of people ask me today about this, and I go, well, the price is really long because if he's the best pitcher, he probably just wins MVP. Would he win both? Like, I mean, just, I don't have the answers to these questions, but these are the things that you think about when you want to make these bets. So, you know, is he, should he really be the 12th most likely pitcher to win? Or I should reframe that. The market basically has him as like the 12th best pitcher, if you want to think about it that way right now. And he's not. He's probably like 6th or something like that, or 5th, maybe even higher. You know, so for that reason, you might think you want to make a bet. It's just, if he's the best pitcher, like, how does that, how do voters square what's happening with this unicorn player, basically? We don't know the answer to that because we haven't seen it play out before. We've never seen it. And last year was totally different. He was the best hitter last year. It made it easy. Made it really easy. Like, Vlad Guerrero Jr. almost won the Triple Crown. Otani was the best hitter. So, like, made it really easy, honestly.
You better. You bet. Nick and Ken talking Major League Baseball futures here. National League Rookie of the Year becomes a little bit of a, not more difficult discussion, but games have already been played today. So the Pirates played earlier today. O'Neal Cruz had an RBI double. The Pirates came back to beat the Cubs 8-7 after the Cubs came back to take a lead over the Pirates. I want you to pronounce this guy's name because I feel like I'm going to butcher it. But the Pirates
don't know
have
what
like
it is either.
It is B-L-I-G-H is the first.
It has
name.
To be Bly, right? It has to be.
You'd think so. And the last name is Madras, right? M-A-D-R-I-S.
What would be the second most likely pronunciation of his first name?
Blig.
Blig?
Sure. A silent H.
Okay. Actually, my wife has a friend whose name is spelled N-I-A-M-H. It's like an Irish name. It's
hold
pronounced
on,
Neve.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Spell that again.
N-I-A-M-H.
Okay, I think that's Neve. Yeah.
And it's pronounced Neve with like a V.
Oh, that's I Neve with a
yeah.
V?
Yeah. But I couldn't see that one coming. There's a twist for you.
This was like Legolas's assistant in Lord of the Rings.
Right. So I mean, I think it's like a classic Irish name or something. But
is it?
I think. What you're asking me? Like I know. I'm just saying. I think.
So, like I'm saying. Story. Like I grew up in New York. I know a lot of Irish people. I've never heard that
sure.
name before.
Could his name be Bleave?
He could be. He's the first player from Palau. What? I am not trying to sound ignorant here. I don't know what
has
that
to be
is.
A Pacific island. Yeah. Okay. It's a small island in the West Pacific. Has. I mean, it had to be right. Like along the lines of Fiji, right? Something like that.
Sure, I guess. Ole Miss.
What else? What else would it be? Palau? What? That's going to be like what? An Eastern European country? There's no way. So.
Ole Miss is up 2-0 now.
Bum bum ba dum.
Yeah. Like I'm done. I think I'm just finished.
2-0 in what inning?
7th.
Are they batting in the 7th?
They are still batting.
They being Ole Miss or they being Arkansas?
No, they being Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss in the top of the 7th is still batting up 2-0. This is a rather unfortunate situation.
Yeah, it's not great.
Spoiler alert, I'm going to be betting Ole Miss against Oklahoma in the College World Series final if that's what it ends up being.
Well, this
I think
is
the
how
price
it works.
I think the price will be Oklahoma will probably be favored because the perception will be that Ole Miss had to play the extra games and Oklahoma will be able to line up their rotation to be more rested. And I think I will bet Ole Miss in that situation.
Well, this is how it works. Like, If Arkansas loses, then I bet whoever beats them. It's like the transitive property.
There's really no question. I guess it's how you feel about Notre Dame. I was going to say there's no question that Ole Miss's path has been way more difficult.
Right?
But Notre Dame knocked out Tennessee. That obviously upset the entire top half. That was the best team by far. I don't think A&M was that good. But like Notre Dame was really good. I guess that matters. They did beat Tennessee. I don't know. I think if Ole Miss is like a dog in the series because of this rest thing or what, I'm definitely betting them in that situation.
Is there any more Major League Baseball for us to discuss? Probably not, right?
If we, do, well, we didn't really do NL Rookie of the Year, right?
Yeah, because we got into a discussion about the Blig Madras.
Blig, you know.
A Bly. Yeah, Dre's brother.
Yeah, I don't, is there any other NL Rookie of the Year stuff? Like, if Cruz keeps playing like this, he wins. That's like pretty intuitive.
I think it's like it's pretty like established at this point that if he plays like anything even decently, he wins.
There's just it's funny because there are like actual other candidates. Like Michael Harris is like a phenomenal MVP candidate, and he's like going to get just dwarfed in this situation, I guess. You know, I actually just still can't believe Brendan. How is Brendan Donovan's price above Seiya Suzuki? I'm going to be hung up on this for like until it changes. Suzuki's not playing baseball. Brendan Donovan leads the league in WAR. Can we please just flip the prices, please?
John Heyman,
I bet enough on Donovan. I can't bet anymore.
John Heyman kind of like really like let Seiya Suzuki have it a little bit as like in like as professional a manner as he could.
He was emphatic in every appearance up to this point that he thought he was going to win the award. So I think he's probably a little hurt by what has happened.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too if I were him.
Yeah, just like I'm going to be mad when Otani wins MVP.
It's like I'm going to be mad when Arkansas.
I'm going to be so mad when that happens. God,
it's not. Just, it's not.
There's
it's
no,
not, it's
there's
not
no entry happen. Point. There's been never been an entry point.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Like The reasons why I framed the questions the way I did to John Heyman, and I actually typed this in our chat, and this is not like a right, wrong, or indifferent criticism or like a compliment. I think John is like the perfect representation of like this certain sect of baseball writers and voters that is the majority. And that is how they think. Right, wrong, or indifferent doesn't matter. That's how they think. Judge is going to hit 45 to 55 homers on the team with the best record in the league, and he's a Yankee. He's going to win. That's
Team with the best record in the league. The team that may break the record for wins in Major League Baseball.
He's going
not
to win.
Have the MVP.
He's yeah. going to win the MVP. So, like, I don't think Ohtani's going to win.
Right.
Yeah. NFL Coach of the Year next.
First coach fired.
First coach fired. Yes. NFL first coach fired coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.